Cosgrove Grace Church would like to invite you to listen to a sermon by our pastor, Todd Nybert. We are located at 4137 Todd's Road, 2 miles outside of Manowar Boulevard. Sunday services are at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. Bible study is at 9:45 a.m. Wednesday services are at 7 p.m. Nursery is provided for all services. For more information, visit our website at toddsroadgracechurch.com. Now here's our pastor, Todd Nybert.
I'm reading from Luke chapter 11, beginning in verse 9. These are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, "And I say unto you," and He's speaking to you, "and I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. To him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that's a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? Of course not. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him?" I've entitled this message, "Asking, Seeking, and Knocking." We live in a world that is filled with doubts, fears, anxieties, insecurities. Every one of us is oppressed by something. So what a blessing it is for the one who cannot lie to give us this precious promise. Ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. The greatness of a promise lies chiefly in the one who made the promise. This promise is made by the only one who can truly be called the promise keeper. He's the one who always keeps His promise and has never broken a promise. He can never lie. He can never be wrong. The one who made this promise is the one who has all authority. He said, "I say unto you." There's the authority of it. "I say unto you." The one who cannot lie. The one who has power to make my will come to pass. Now, when we ask, we're asking a person. When we seek, we're seeking a person. When we knock, we're knocking on a person's door, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, first, I want to speak to the unbeliever. Somebody without a drop of grace. Someone who, if you would die right now, you'd go to hell. You're not saved. You don't know the Lord. You don't know what it is to believe. You don't know what it is to repent. You don't know what it is to love. You are an unbeliever. That's the person I'm speaking to right now. Ask. Seek. Knock. Now you ask for what you don't have. "I don't have salvation." Ask for it. "Lord, save me." "I don't know what it means to believe." Ask for faith. "Lord, I don't even know what it means to believe. Will you give me faith?" "I don't know what it means to repent. Will you grant me repentance? Would you forgive me of my sins? Would you give me a new heart? Would you give me a place in heaven? Ask, and you shall receive. You see, everyone that asks receives. That's the promise. Those in hell all have this in common. They never asked the Lord to save them. Now, they might have used that term when they were scared, when they thought they were going to die or thought they were in trouble. Lord, save me. But they were not asking Him to save them. They were striking a deal. Lord, if you do this, I'll do that. If you respond this way, I'll do that. That's not asking the Lord. Somebody that does that has never asked the Lord to save them. Now, you seek that which you don't know where it's at. That's why you're seeking. You don't know where it's at. You're seeking the Lord. You don't know how to find Him, but you're seeking Him. Lord, show yourself to me. Reveal yourself to me. Make yourself known. Don't leave me to myself. Show yourself. I can't find you unless you show yourself to me. We're seeking the Lord. Everyone that seeketh, findeth. David said, when thou said, seek ye my face, my heart said, thy face, O Lord, will I seek. Now, everybody in hell has this in common. Not one person in hell ever sought the Lord. That doesn't mean they weren't religious. Didn't mean they didn't try to perform good works, but they never truly sought the Lord. Because all who seek the Lord find Him. And the Lord says, knock, and it shall be opened to you. Now, what's a door for? It's to let people in. People who are on the outside, this door lets them in. And the Lord says, you knock on the door, and it shall be opened to you. You perceive the door is closed, so you knock, and you knock long and loud with importunity. Now, in Luke chapter 11, verse 5, right before the verses I just read where He said, ask and you shall receive, in verse 5, and He said unto them, which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine in his journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before it. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he'll not rise and give him because he's friend, yet because of his importunity, his shameless persistence, he makes a pest of himself. He continues to knock. He continues to knock. He continues to knock. He won't let the man go to sleep. The Lord says, I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he's his friend, because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, ask and it shall be given to you. Do so with importunity. Shameless persistence. Seek, you shall find. Knock, keep knocking, and it shall be opened to you. My unbelieving friend, the Bible teaches that God elected a people to be saved before time began. Christ died for those people and accomplished their salvation. When He said, it is finished, the salvation of the elect was completed. And God the Holy Spirit irresistibly and invincibly calls those people to Himself. Now, that great and glorious truth that I just spoke never kept anyone from asking, seeking, and knocking. You ask the Lord to save you. Don't think that there's something preventing you because of God's sovereignty that He won't let you know. You ask the Lord to save you. You seek the Lord's face. You knock on the door of His grace, and it shall be opened to you. That's His promise. Everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened to him. And here's what I love about this. This is given in the form of a command. You are commanded to ask. God commands you to ask. God commands you to seek. God commands you to knock. Your right comes with His command. He told you to do it. You say to Him, Lord, You said, ask and you shall receive. You said that. You said that. It's His command to you. And your right to do so comes with His command, and your ability to do so comes with His command. You know, the Lord said to a man with a withered hand, stretch forth thy hand. The man couldn't do it. It was withered. But when the Lord told him to do it, you know what he did? He stretched forth his hand. You see, the ability to do comes with the command. When Christ said, Lazarus, come forth. Well, Lazarus was dead. He couldn't do it. But he could do it when God gave him life. He that was dead came forth. The ability comes with the command. So, my unbelieving friend, ask and you'll receive. Seek and you'll find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. There's never been anyone who sought the Lord in vain. There's never been anyone who asked the Lord to save them that He said no to. It hasn't happened, and it will not happen for you if you ask, if you seek, if you knock. Now, this passage of Scripture, while it's for the unbeliever, it's spoken specifically to the believer because He speaks to those who have God as their Heavenly Father. So much more will your Heavenly Father give to you. This is spoken to His children. Now, He had already instructed them on prayer. Teach us to pray. He said, when you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us what we need. And forgive us our debts, our sins, as we forgive those who have sinned against us. And lead us not into temptation. Don't let us even be tempted. We're afraid of what will happen if we are. And deliver us from evil. Deliver us from the evil one. Deliver us from this present evil world. Most especially, deliver me from myself. Save me from myself. Deliver me from my evil. And He taught us to pray that way. And He taught us to pray so with importunity, with shameless persistence. Ask, seek, knock. If you ask, you'll receive. If you seek, you'll find. If you'll knock, it'll be open to you. Now, does that mean that whatever we ask the Lord for, we're going to get? Does that mean if I ask Him for $1 million, all of a sudden $1 million is going to show up on my porch? Does that mean if I'm sick and I ask Him to heal me that He always does? No, He doesn't. Now, this is not some kind of blank check. Or whatever you ask for, you'll get. It's not talking about that at all. I think of Paul, who had that thorn in the flesh that he asked 3 times that it would be taken from him. And all his answer was, is my grace is sufficient for you. The thorn was never removed. It's because that's what he needed. Now, there are many things that I've asked for that I thought I needed. And I certainly wanted. And I asked the Lord to give me these things. And He hadn't done it. You know why? Because it wouldn't have been for my good. Whatever it is I asked for that I didn't get, it would have been harmful for me. It would have been detrimental to me. You see, He only gives good things. How much more shall your Heavenly Father give good things to them that ask Him? Now, what we have first in this thing of asking is a need. Oh, what a blessing it is to be needy. 10 times David said, the man after God's own heart, I'm poor and I'm needy. I don't have anything and I have great needs. I seek that which I have need of. Now, the first beatitude, when our Lord is describing Christian character, is blessed are the poor in spirit. The first way a Christian is described is by what he does not have. He's poor. And he has great needs. Now, this is not talking about asking for a bigger house. Need is the word. What was said of the Laodiceans whom the Lord said, I'm going to vomit you out of my mouth? He said, you say we're rich and increased in goods and have need of nothing. And you do not know that you're poor and wretched and miserable and blind. Need. I need Him. I need His grace. I need His mercy. I need Him to have mercy on me. I need this. I need my sins forgiven. I need grace to persevere. I need grace to continue in the faith. I need a new heart. I need the grace to love my Heavenly Father. I need the grace to love my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I need His grace to believe, to repent, to continue in the faith. I have need. I need the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. I love that song. I need Thee, precious Jesus, for I am full of sin. My soul is dark and guilty. My heart is dead within. I need the cleansing fountain where I can always flee. The blood of Christ, most precious, the sinner's perfect plea. Now, I don't have any doubt that the Bible teaches what is known as the doctrine of grace. The doctrine of grace can be memorized by this acrostic TULIP. Total depravity, unconditional election, limited atonement, irresistible grace, and perseverance of the saints. I have no doubt that the Bible teaches that. You can't read the Bible and deny any of those holy truths, that men are dead in sins, that God elected a people before time began to be saved, that Christ died for the elect and accomplished their salvation, that God the Holy Spirit irresistibly and invincibly gives them life, and that they will persevere all the way to the end. The Bible teaches that. Now, it's one thing to see that the Bible teaches that, and it's another thing to need that to be so. I need for God to choose me. I need Christ to die for me and put away my sins. I need God's grace to be invincible and irresistible. I won't be saved if it's not. I need to be preserved by Him so I can persevere. Need. Ask. You ask for what you need. Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be given to you. Now, this is all given in the form of a command. Every child of God is commanded to ask, to seek, to knock. Now ask, this word ask is the same word translated in the New Testament, in the King James Version, beg, crave, desire, require. Now a beggar begs because he has no way of getting anything unless it's given to him. A beggar can't work for a living. His only way of getting anything is for somebody to freely give it to him. So he begs, oh, give it to me. Beg, and you shall receive. And this is not talking about God wanting us to wallow and then, I'm not going to give it unless you beg. That's not the attitude. We ask, but it's also beg. Lord, if you don't give it to me, I won't have it. That's why I need it. It is desire. Oh, how I desire His mercy and His grace. It's translated crave. Oh, we crave forgiveness. We require salvation. Ask, and you shall receive. Seek. Seek the Lord. What's more important than seeking the Lord? Nothing. Seek the Lord. Seek His face. Seek His presence. Seek Him. If you seek Him, you'll find Him. That is His promise. You're commanded to knock. You knock on a closed door. And how hard you knock will depend upon how desperate you are for the door to be open to you. Oh, if you must come in, you'll knock long and you'll knock hard. And you know, doors have knockers. You know what it is to use the knocker on a door? It makes it knock louder. You know, the Lord's given us some knockers. Here's one of them. Lord, you said to knock. That's why I'm doing it. I'm only doing what you told me to do. You said knock and it shall be opened to you. I'm knocking expecting it to be opened. Not by way of presumption, but simply because of what you said. Knock and it shall be opened to you. And I'm pleading nothing but the name of thy Son. I'm not saying knock, open up to me because I deserve it. I'm saying open up to me for His sake. I'm pleading nothing but Him, His blood, His righteousness, His intercession. Knock and it shall be opened to you. And your right to ask, your right to seek, your right to knock with importunity is His, because He commanded you to. He said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. Oh, what a precious promise this is. He says in verse 10, for everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. That is His promise. Now somebody is thinking, I have asked for things and got no answer. I've sought and didn't find. I've knocked and the door wasn't open to me. Now I want to ask you this question. Am I to believe the Word of God or am I to believe what you say? Notice the Lord says, he that asketh, he continues asking. He doesn't stop. He continues asking. He that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, he didn't seek and then stop seeking. He continued seeking. He that knocketh, he didn't knock a few times and when the door didn't open, he just turned around and walked away. He continues to knock. He continues. Now, you can't say, I sought and didn't find. You're still to be seeking until you do find. You're still to be knocking until the door is opened. You're still to be asking until you do receive. You can't quit. You must continue. Like Jacob wrestling with the angel and said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. He had to have the blessing of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, I won't let you go. He wrestled with him on through the night. And it could be that you never asked in the first place. You tried to bargain with God. You said, Lord, if you do this, I'll do that. If you give me this, I will start straightening up my life and I'll start becoming a better person and I'll start giving more. And all these promises we make, I'll do this if you do that. That's not asking the Lord. That's trying to bargain with the Lord. He will not be bargained with. God doesn't negotiate. We don't come into His presence like that. No, we come asking for mercy, asking for grace, not making empty promises that we'll never keep. No, we ask for grace. That's the only way. It's not bargaining. And it could be that we were not asking for good things. This is not asking for a bigger house and a nicer car. Oh, no, the good things that He gives are, well, anything we have, He gives us. If you have a house, He gave it to you. If you have a car, He gave it to you. The health you have, He gave it to you. The sickness you have, He gave it to you. He's in control of everything. But when He's talking about the good things He gives, He's talking about things like the forgiveness of sins, justification, a new heart, faith, repentance, on and on. These are the things we ask for. These are the good things that He always gives. And here's why He gives. Let's read in verse 11. He said, if a son shall ask bread of any of you that's a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Of course not. Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If your child asked you for an egg, would you throw a scorpion on their plate that could sting them? Of course not. You wouldn't dream of doing something like that. And look what the Lord says in verse 13. If you then, being evil. Now the Lord's speaking to His children. He says, if you then, being evil. Now, if you came up to me and said, you're evil, I'd probably get mad at you because I would look at you judging me and looking at me from you think you're better than me and morally superior, and I'd probably get aggravated at that. And if I came up to you and said, you're evil, you'd get aggravated, and well, you should. But when the Lord says it, if you then, being evil, that is the Lord's testimony regarding all of His children. Paul said, when I would do good, evil is present with me. And that's just the truth. If you then being evil, now I know if you're a believer, you have a holy nature. But this is what you are in and of yourself, evil. And this is the Lord's testimony. I'm glad He said it this way. When He says that to me, I say, that's it. Yes. If you then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, if they ask you for a piece of bread, you give them a piece of bread. If they ask for a fish, you give them a fish. That's even better than bread. And if they ask for an egg, that's luxurious. You give them that. You delight in giving your children good things. Now, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? Now, here's who I need. I need the Holy Spirit. I need the Holy Spirit to enable me to believe, to repent, to love, to continue in the faith, to see the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, to believe the truth. I need the Holy Spirit. If I have the Holy Spirit, I have all things. I have Christ. I have the Father. I have all that Christ is. Oh, so how much more should your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? So what I want to do right now, Lord, I'm asking You, give me Thy Spirit. All I am is flesh. And if I don't have Your Spirit, it's over for me. Give me Your Spirit to believe the gospel. Give me Your Spirit to trust the Lord Jesus Christ and to rely on Him. Give me Your Spirit for all things. Oh, how we need God the Holy Spirit. And we ask. Everyone, now listen to this promise. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. Now the Lord tells you, ask. What do I ask about? Everything. Ask, seek, and knock. With this promise, everyone that asks receives, he that seeks finds, and everyone that knocketh, it shall be opened to them. May I be an asker, a seeker, and a knocker.
To request a copy of the sermon you have just heard, send your request to messages@toddsroadgracechurch.com. Or you may write or call the church at the information provided on the screen.